Hey, welcome to Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Let's talk a little bit about travel. Even if you don't travel, I bet you read. There are so many stories that come out about difficulties in travel. And as we are moving into the heavy travel season for families, because school is either out or it will soon be out for many students, which means packing everything up and going on a trip of some sort. Just today, I read a story. I won't name the airline because it really doesn't matter. It happens on so many airlines way too frequently. Basically, the entire plane had to ask everyone to deplane because one passenger would not follow the rules. Not only did it cause a delay in takeoff from the get-go, but then everyone had to disembark. And if you fly, you understand what that means. It's everyone getting all of their belongings, their bags, their carry-ons, and getting off the plane, and then the time it takes to get back on a plane. I think people that cause these issues should either not fly, if they just cannot follow the rules, or suffer the consequences, whatever that may be. Monetary fines, being barred from a particular airline, or whatever is appropriate for the behavior. Because there are different levels, but it's almost every day there is a new story about problems on airplanes of one kind or another. Flying is a challenge, and it does bring anxiety, and it does bring you're uncomfortable on many airlines for one reason or another. I remember the days when flying wasn't that way. You got on a plane, you got to your destination, and there was no drama, particularly. I miss that. I really do. However, you have to accept reality, and that's what you do if you're going to travel. You understand that. It makes me think about when I was a kid and how the end of school, even for me now, triggers a longing for travel. Because my mother, at the next day after school was out, We were leaving on a trip. Usually, my dad really didn't go that much, and if he did, he would cut it short and go back, and then we would continue on with whatever. He was just busy, number one, yeah, and number two, you guys go. Here's the funding. I'll fund it, and you guys go and have a great time. And I am sure he enjoyed the quiet, the time that he had, the house to himself. But the thing about my mom was the next day, I mean, coming home on the last day of school meant seeing luggage, not quite finished, but almost, like, packed. And she had everything, you know, new outfits, some of the outfits she made, because it was difficult to find clothing that fit us properly due to our sizes. So she would make these wonderful summer outfits that would last into the summer. But they were packed, and everything was packed and ready to go. So neatly ironed. She ironed, unlike me. Because she bought a lot of cotton, and because it's cool and it's breathable. I really kind of sometimes don't know how she did it, because maintaining pure cotton without any kind of blend in it, that is a challenge on many levels. But she did. And, you know, new summer shoes, everything was packed and ready to go. But one thing my mother instilled in me very, very early, And people, I get a lot of kidding, and I enjoy it myself. I bring it on. I will instigate it many times. Yes, my bags will be labeled heavy, lift with your legs and not your back. But what I did learn, and one thing that has never left me, and from being a child, on one summer vacation, my parents took off, bags packed only with these great summer clothes that were fun for me. You know, I like to wear a different thing every day. So, you know, great was always fun. But that was all she packed for all of us. Casual summer frocks. Inappropriate for anything overly serious, like a funeral. And what happened, we, on this particular trip, the first part of it, we were visiting my paternal grandparents, and then we were going on from there to other things, but they lived 300 miles away, so we didn't really see them with regularity, to say the least, during the school year. So that's where we started. Well, while we were there, a very close relative died, very close to my dad, and we were stuck with absolutely nothing to wear. I don't remember this. I was way too young to remember this, but I know this story well, in that it taught me about what you do take on a trip. And so my mom and my dad, they had to scramble for something appropriate. My dad had no suit with him. He had to scramble to find appropriate clothes quickly. But my mother said it was a nightmare, really, because, again, of our sizes, it was hard to find dressy dresses that fit properly without major alterations. Taking these dresses in, because of height, they would be too short if you bought too small a size. And she said it taught her. She managed, got through it, but she said she never did that again. It was one of these life lessons about travel that I have never forgotten. So I will always put in something that would be appropriate if I needed something for a certain kind of occasion. I've never forgotten that. That's one of those travel tips. She wasn't trying to give me a travel tip. She was just talking about her own experience and what she learned from not packing quite the right outfit. I guess you would call it the just-in-case outfit. So as you prepare for your summer, whatever it is you're doing, even if it's just around your own city, your own neighborhood, your park in your neighborhood, whatever, I hope it's great, and I hope it's relaxing, and you enjoy it, because the world needs us to be filled with relaxation and joy of just waking up every day and embracing carpe diem, seizing the day, whatever that means, wherever you are. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Don't forget to visit my other podcast, Gigi in the 561. I know you're out there, and I thank you so much for the support over there on that podcast. All of these, Travel Bistro and Gigi in the 561, rest on NorthPalmBeachLife.com, as well as 20 other platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and many obscure sites that you may or may not know. So I thank you for that. Visit Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, at North Palm Beach Life, where he writes, does blogging, puts all sorts of photos and videos and stories about other things going on, not just in North Palm. It's North Palm Beach and the world, if you look at our header. You can find him on Splash Magazine Worldwide as well. Just do a search, type his name in, and all things cruise. So he's busy, busy, busy. And don't forget my books on Amazon. Thank you for those that have been buying them recently. Thank you. You're listening, and I appreciate that. I do. Thank you so very much. I know I may go overboard in thanking you and expressing gratitude, but can you really be too grateful? I don't think so. Be sure and pack that appropriate outfit when you travel. And thank you so much for being with me. I'm Pam Barker at Travel Bistro. Come on back.